You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's our Friday morning together, and I always look forward to it, and here we are.
Bob, we have a number of listener questions. Our first set of questions comes from David. Hey, Bob, what's your analysis of the recent correction in the U.S. stock markets like the S&P and NASDAQ? Is this just a normal sell-off in reaction to Trump's actions, etc.? Do the technicals say it's part of a longer downtrend?
Oh, yeah. It has been a bubble, a great, glorious financial bubble. And they are always followed by severe financial contractions. Some would call it a recession or a depression. And this is where we're looking at. So the stock market was outstanding, and then it got the whack down to December 18th. And at that time, somebody brought it out. It was a wonderful headline that it was the worst 10-day sell-off in the New York market since December of 1974. And that one in December 1974 was ending action of that bear market. But this one is not ending. This is initiating action on a bear market. And then you had an attempt to rebound, and then now you've got newer lows in the NASDAQ and in the S&P. So that then is a downtrend. Now, the other thing that we want to look at here is that in a normal business cycle, you can have the stock market peak, like the S&P, 10, 12 months before the economy does. And this is why out there they include the S&P 500 as in the leading indicators. But when you're in a great bubble, everything is geared off the financial markets. And when the financial markets head south, almost instantaneously, the big economy head turns down as well. So this is what we're looking for, and it's had a. Of course, the actual numbers that come out are always a little slow in being reported. But I think a recession has started, yet to be recognized. It's inevitable, anyways, and so this then is the issue that the great whack to the markets and new lows is probably the early days of a serious bear market for stocks.
David also has a second set of questions. Also, Bob, is a lower U.S. dollar good for the U.S. economy? I assume it is for trade. And where do you think the U.S. dollar is headed? Will lower interest rates mean a lower dollar? And what about all the U.S. debt that keeps growing?
Oh, yeah. Declining currency is never good, especially the senior currency. But you've got the central bankers in there now, and they feel responsible. They're worried that every recession is going to be a Great Depression, and they're going to prevent them. And this is where they then are always on the prevention side, which always is too much stimulus and too much credit. So then you have all of that growth of credit out there, and it's associated with the depreciating the U.S. dollar. And it's never good to have any currency depreciating, let alone the senior currency. So it's been an exceptional 100 years, quite exceptional, of unrelenting inflation, wars, government intrusion, and quite likely it's coming to an end.
And our second set of questions comes from Percy. And from Percy, greetings, Jim and Bob. Bob, what will be the effect of proposed U.S. tariffs on the Canadian economy?
Oh, yeah, tariffs. They're making a lot of noise about it. The responses have been far too unconstrained, like the premier of the province of Ontario was just absurd. These are policy hits by Trump, and I believe that his objective in Canada is to have a border that is open and porous to economy north and south. They need our resources. We need their production, and with a porous border north south, that would be obtained, and it would be very good. It would make the North America a huge and prosperous entity. So I think we're kind of heading towards that, and so we'll just see how it goes. Now, another thing that people are concerned about Trump's tariffs is that to eliminate in the U.S. income tax, and that means getting rid of the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, and that would be a very fine step. So it's part of a constructive program, and we'll see what happens.
Our next question is from Daniel. You always say that the senior currency firms during a financial turndown, yet when the U.S. went off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar weakened during the depression against other currencies that remained on the gold standard. And in the 2008 crisis, the U.S. dollar strengthened a little, but not a lot, considering Trump wants a weaker U.S. dollar. And if the Fed lowers rates and expands the money supply, why will the U.S. dollar remain strong?
Well, one of the reasons the senior currency becomes chronically firm is that during the great financial bubble, everybody borrows dollars from New York. And then, guess what? They have to pay those dollars back, due and payable, into New York. So the debt bubble is effectively a huge short position in dollars. And when it gets going, the world is going to be complaining about the chronically firm U.S. dollar. And it's going to be fun to watch because the Fed will be unable to depreciate its own currency. The market forces will be just so much so. So, yeah, it's a good story. I like it. I've been going on about it for decades, and we're now looking that the next big surprise would be a chronically firm U.S. dollar.
And a question from Rich. I have heard several experts predict the possibility of gold hitting $40,000 an ounce. If this were to happen, what would the world look like?
Oh, this is fanciful stuff. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, it was $10,000 gold. And these are gold bugs who sometimes get paid for sensational headlines. But the way to look at it is what I did years ago, is you take gold's real price, which means deflating it by the consumer price index, or as we do more recently, deflate it by the commodity index, the CRB. Anyways, here's the pattern. Gold's real price down ticks as a bubble completes, and then it goes up. And it goes up. It's up now for a couple of years. But it's like it could be a 20-year bull market for the chronically firm senior currency. Now, also, the other chart that we've got going back to every bubble since 1720 is real long interest rates. That's the other one you could we could get the numbers on. And real long interest rates go down in the boom, and they did, and up in the bust. And so far, they're up about 3 percentage points, and people are complaining about cost of money. But, Jim, typically in the full post-bubble depression, real long rates have gone up by about 10 percentage points. It is hell on earth, I'll tell you. So this is what we're looking for, and we end up with four features that are signposts for the transition from a great bubble to a great depression, and the other two are, copper going down and gold going up, firming senior currency, and rising real long rates. So anyways, these four features of are saying we're on track to another post-bubble depression.
My question for you, Bob, is if President Trump wants to lower the U.S. dollar to improve its exports, countries stung by their tariffs may not want to buy their products. You know, once you're slapped in the face, you're
shot. All right, but yeah. Trump does not have the ability to lower the dollar.
Simple as that.
It's as simple as that. The Federal Reserve does not have the ability to depreciate the dollar when you're in a post-bubble bust.
Currencies are set by international action, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's actually, you could call the Federal Reserve becomes the pub with no beer and no party.
Well, that is, we'll just have to switch to whiskey.
Yes. Okay.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, some of the headlines that caught your eye. Trump's trade salvos test nerves of central bankers.
isn't that the way? Yeah. They're really upset about these tariffs he's been threatening with. But as we briefly discussed, tariffs and protectionism naturally come in after the bust anyway, so he's just advancing things a little.
New York State factory activity plunges in March, New York Fed says.
Yeah, this is the one, you kind of like to grab the ones that say plunge, because that describes that this one particular economic series has suddenly plunged. So what we wanted to do is look for more of those, or collect them as they appear, because when the bubble's over, so is the economy.
Headline from Bloomberg, U.S. Bitcoin ETF shed $5.5 billion in longest run of outflows.
Yeah, ETF Bitcoin thing is people are flying away from it, which is interesting.
Why would they be doing that, Bob?
I guess they bid it up and then they're getting out of it. When the price turns down, everybody's view changes.
Now, market historic Eric Haddock, a frequent guest here on Howe Street, has said you can pretty well chart Bitcoin by what's happening with the S&P 500, except it exaggerates everything by 3 or 4 times.
Oh, yeah. No, it is strictly a market phenomenon. Yep. And like anything else, it can be charted. Overbought, oversold, upside exhaustions, downside capitulations, you know, all. It's just a counter to be traded.
Wall Street Journal headline, investors were confident heading into 2025. That was a bad sign.
Yeah, it certainly didn't work out. They were very confident, and then whack, they get hit. So.
Well, weren't they confident because President Trump, a pro-business person, was elected?
Yeah, that was all part of the good news going into year end. is the new Trump presidency. Yeah.
Do you think they're disappointed on what's happened to the economy?
If they're not now, they will be.
U.S. home builder sentiment drops to 7-month low on costs.
Yeah, that home builder, never mind what the on costs, that was just part of the headline. But the home builder sentiment has taken a whack, and that's the way it is.
Well, the U.S. already has tariffs on Canadian softwood, and now they're going to put another 25% on top of that. How does that help them rebuild all those thousands of homes that were burnt down in L.A.?
Well, it really doesn't, does it? So, Trump's tariffs are interesting, but you don't get the real protectionism tariffs until you get into the first recession. So protectionism and tariffs are a cyclical thing that are ahead of us.
And from The Hill, record number of Americans working more than one job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something where just to try and keep going, you got to have more than one job and more than one in the family as a wage earner. It's quite, the world has changed since a generation or so ago when just the father working was enough to look after a regular family and kids and home and everything else. So that's right. Yeah.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, enjoyed our get-together, and let's look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.